Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. There are so many budgeting apps out there. I think there are probably more budgeting apps available than brands of shampoo. I don't know if I could quantify that, but there are a lot. And we talk about a lot of them on this show. One app, though, that we haven't talked about is called Capital. It has a feature where you and your partner can keep track of your finances together. So you're working towards shared spending and saving goals. And we're going to talk about how it works for a lot of couples in the real world and see how an app could make that work in the digital world for them as well. I am joined by Capital founders Catherine Salisbury and George Friedman. They are a couple and they are joining us in Järva, Sweden. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Catherine, let me start with you. You live in Sweden. Fantastic. Awesome. Tell us how Capital works.
Well, Capital is an app where you can do pretty much all of your planning. We think of everything from a goal. So do I want to go skiing? Do I want to retire? Do I have a tuition payment coming up in September? And so, for example, George and I will make those goals together. We can both see them. Then we can decide how we're going to save for them. Every time our paycheck hits, we each put 1% towards retirement or something like that. And then Capital will actually take that money and invest it for you, or we can put it into your spending account so that you can spend it on the things you want and you can keep track of essentially your plan.
George, what was the insight that led you to this couple application? Because I said at the off the top, most of the apps are focused on individuals. You're a one human, it you know scrapes your one bank account. Mm-hmm. And yet a lot of people, practically, they have a spouse. Was there some blinding moment where you looked at Catherine and was like, we have to build this?
It's always been in the back of my mind since we started. So we launched Capital in 2015. And we passed 2 million users and saved well over $1 billion on the platform. We launched as an early test joint goals. So you can save towards your ski vacation or trip or furniture or refurb or whatever it is together. And then after about 2 years, you start to look at the cohorts, look at the data of the joint savers. And they're way more successful, way more engaged. So we decided to take the entire platform to a joint mm-hmm. solution. So that was the insight.
Capital is spelled Q-A-P-I-T-A-L. Its focus is on U.S. banks, and we're, Canadian, but I thought the idea was so interesting that even if it's hard for people to use, they should know about it. A part of the couple dynamic, certainly in my marriage, is the conversations around the money. How do you think about enabling those conversations so the utility of this, you call it the dream team functionality, isn't limited to just the numbers?
The way we have set it up is we can actually communicate about our goals or our transactions or whatever it is inside the app. And we did that because we personally find it very irritating. I find it irritating if at the end of the day, I'm brushing my teeth and George says, what was that big expense on Amazon? So this way he can tag it in the app, kind of like a Google Doc experience, and put a question mark, and I can respond and say, that was a gift for your mother or something.
Can George put on an emoji like a fiery yep. devil? Can you?
I do that all the time. Yeah.
Oh, you do. And Catherine.
And I love not having to interrupt teeth brushing.
Right. Catherine, how does that go over when he puts on an emoji? Is that easy, or is that like, I'm going to come and in real life club you?
I don't love getting questioned on my spending. And we think that, so we were doing some studies, 80% of women do 80% of the spending. And when I say that, a lot of people chuckle and think, oh yeah, women are shopaholics or something. And our theory is that's not it. We do the procurement in the household, as we take
big
on
difference.
Different roles. Mm-hmm. I buy the diapers and the shampoo and things like that. So there are just tons of these spending moments. And I just don't love being checked in on the specifics. And so mm-hmm. this is a way to go back and forth without any any love lost.
George, you're a part of this mini focus group because you are in this circumstance. What are the limitations of the technology? I mean, we joke about the emojis and all that, but where does the technology end and the relationship dynamic begin?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we've come really far with our roadmap, but there's so much more work to do. And a key word for us is automation. We're really trying to build artificial intelligence to automate as much as humanly possible for you. So it's an autopilot for your money. Self-driving money is our vision. But we do a pretty good job splitting up your paycheck, getting them into long-term goals, short-term goals, spending accounts for discretionary spend and bills. Those four main buckets we're pretty good at, but there's way more that's happening throughout the month, decision-making wise, that we want to automate for you.
Catherine, how does the app guide you to make decisions that couples need to make? For example, what percentage of my income versus your income goes into the family pot? Some couples do it 50-50, even when there's income disparity. Some people have it be percentage-based. How does the app enable that sort of thing? Do they provide rules of thumb, or is it left up to the couple to figure it all out?
It's largely left up to the couple, but the way the tools we have in place is when you put the goals together, you know, when George and I sit down and say, here are the five things we want to be sure we can do this year, and here are the long-term goals, and here's how much money we need for it. Then when you start to, we have a product called Payday Divvy, so you can see our paycheck and we can say, okay, if we put this much in and this much in, you know, how much is left? Before you know it, you realize that you're going to have to give and take if you want to meet the goals together. So it's more like a good therapist who asks you some questions and you answer for yourself. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to cough up a bit more if we're going to get there.
Not every couple makes it. I don't know what the stats are in Sweden, but the stats in North America are not particularly encouraging. How do couples unwind from the dream team when their marriage no longer fits that phrase?
That's a great question. Technically, behind the scenes, everyone has their own bank accounts. These aren't joint accounts. So for example, if George and I are saving to take the family skiing, then the experience with capital is one goal, and we can see how much each of us has contributed and how much is in the pot. But behind the scenes, the amount I contributed is in my account and the amount George contributed is in his account.
Really interesting stuff. George, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us to talk about it today.
Thanks for having us.
Catherine Salisbury and George Friedman are the founders of Capital. They joined us from Järva, Sweden, an interruption into their fantastic ski vacation to talk about their dream team tool.